Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
From a 219er, this Hey I Was Wondering comes in. 2 minutes ago it came in. Hey, I was wondering, what is this disco nap that Nikki speaks of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard her say that, and I thought, okay, we can get into this, but we were running late for the baby and Dua Lipa. And yeah. To get ready to stuff. And I thought maybe it would sneak by, but it didn't. You folks were too quick. So, yeah, we will clarify that. Go ahead, Nikki.
It is it's really just a nap to get ready to go do something later on in the day. Okay. I don't know when it became labeled a disco nap, but, I mean, it's just a small nap so that you can rally for something later on.
Understood. Now, it came up on the show, right, too,
mm-hmm.
recently? I recall it correctly.
Yeah. First time I ever heard it was a couple days ago on the show.
Yeah. And did we, I feel like at that point we had a reason for it, but I can't remember what it was. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think it was a thing about how many people do it.
Yeah, like 30%, I think, of people. Right. And I think it's like a note. It's not just a catnap. It's if you have something later that evening. Like if you have...
It's designed for that purpose.
Right.
You take the nap in order to be fully rested and ready to go for something a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm. In my case, it was Lego Masters on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A big night.
Yeah. Well, how many times I've had to take a disco nap in order to watch the Lego Masters. I don't know that I've ever taken a nap so that I can rest up to watch TV later. I don't know that I've ever done that.
My 11-year-old was pretty fired up, and I promised I would do that.
Was it released last night or something?
No, it's a series hosted by Will Arnett. It's a competition Lego series.
Will Arnett, who says is the greatest Batman
He's
ever.
The best Batman. Yeah, he should Lego. Play him in the live
all
action.
All day it was like, are we going to watch this? Are we going to watch it? So I'm like, yep. And so I was like, a little nap. Cooked dinner. And then we had our Lego night.
And how was Lego Masters?
It's very good. We have a contestant from Chicago who's a teacher. And he actually did a great job. He's partnered with someone from New York, and they made a hilarious half Chicago dog, half New York pizza float, and it was very cute.
Out of Legos.
Like it was a mini parade. Yeah.
I see. Oh, so that's the premise of the show.
The premise of the show is
a bunch of people
things.
To get together and make things out of Legos.
And then you get eliminated. Teams get eliminated, and someone wins.
I see.
It's like Cupcake Wars.
This is a big deal when you're like,
and when
you know,
is this
11.
Usually on?
Well, yesterday was what, Tuesday? So Tuesdays, I think it was 8 o'clock. We had DVR'd it, so I'm not sure.
I'm going to put that in my
list. Yeah, Lego Masters.
Make sure to get a disco nap.
Yep.
In order to be fully rested to watch a hot dog made out of Legos. On Lego Masters.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here.
It's time for the Eric in the Morning list. 312-233-1019. President Biden's fridge is stocked with orange Gatorade and ice cream. He also has one request. When they have people over, please don't serve any leafy greens. I always get those stuck in my teeth and look ridiculous. That's a true story.
Would you tell the president he's got leafy greens in his teeth?
I think he's probably got somebody that tells him all those things before he leaves the room to meet any sort of
No, dignitary. I know, but would you tell him?
Like, but I wouldn't tell him.
No? No. I would. Come here. Hey.
Nope. Leave it
on
right
the
there.
Left, right
I
by
think
the canine.
I would too, yeah.
Right there. Top three things you always must have in your fridge, Denise.
Ketchup. Definitely one in the fridge and one in the cabinet so I don't run out.
Yep. Can never run out. Any particular kind you have to have? Are you brand loyal?
Heinz, for sure.
Yeah. You know what they say with the bottle, if you have the squeeze bottle, that goes without saying. But the regular bottle, remember, it's got the little logo on it, the Heinz 57 logo. Mm-hmm. That's where you hit in order to get all the ketchup to come out. It's by design.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. But it comes out like a waterfall when you hit that.
Hi, Sergio.
Hey, good morning.
Always in your fridge. What is it?
Popsicles.
Oh, what's your favorite color?
Green and blue.
Sound like you're on a date. So what's your favorite color? Yeah, you even said it like that.
No, because
what's your favorite color?
I feel like it tells you a lot about a person.
Number three in your fridge, Bill.
Barbecue sauce.
Again, you got to be brand loyal on barbecue sauce.
Homemade.
Oh,
homemade.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You go Carolina or what's the other one?
Wow, jeez. That's
love
good.
That.
At number two, Tina.
Dove milk chocolate.
Huh? Dove milk chocolates. Must always be in there at all times. Bag of them?
Yeah, I have the bag where you get the individual pieces.
Yep. There you are. Dove
milk
chocolates.
And then it gives you like an inspirational quote.
And finally in at number one, must be in the fridge at all times, Scott.
Dairy, and more dairy. We have always 6 gallons of milk in our fridge.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
6 gallons of milk?
Why don't you just put a cow in there?
Keep a cow in your fridge. That's what we need. That would be perfect. We have six kids. We got lots of yogurt, lots of block cheese.
Yeah.
Lots of dairy, man.
Wow, you're single-handedly supporting the Wisconsin economy.
We sure are.
Six gallons of milk. How do you even have like a super Enduro fridge?
It's a good-sized fridge, I'll tell you that.
Do you ever freeze your milk?
No, I've never frozen it.
I know people who have done. My sister-in-law's family does that. They were out of milk, and she ran in the freezer, and she's like, "Here's one," and I'm like, "What?" And you've heard of this too?
Yeah, my grandma does this because, like, we never even go through a gallon of milk, so she'll put it in little water bottles and then put it in the freezer.
Now you can freeze two more gallons.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
that doesn't sound appealing.
No, it doesn't at all.
It turns out fine.
I'm with you, Scott. I don't want any part of that.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
All right, and I debated doing this story, but I'm going to try to do it. But I hate to use the word because it's just a bad word. But
I can't wait to hear.
Well, I mean, lawn starter, for some reason. They keep coming out with studies by lawn starter, but this one has nothing to do with lawns or grass or yards or anything. Uh-huh. This is the horniest cities in America.
Awesome. Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. So start to prepare your move.
I'm going to tell you ahead of time, I don't know where Chicago ranks because they only have the top 10 and the bottom 10 out of 200. So Chicago has to be in the middle somewhere there. We're not the top 10 or the bottom 10. But one city around here is in the bottom 10 of horniest cities.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's just go top three first. Top three horniest cities and try to guess. Before we do, Whip, are these large cities, small cities, mid-level, all of the above?
I think the whole list contains all of the above.
Just our top three that we're looking at.
But the top three, it doesn't look like these are large cities, but I think this top one might be right next to a large city, like almost like part of a large city.
I'll go Arlington, Texas.
No, in fact, apparently no one's doing it in Texas because it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the bottom 10 are in Texas.
All right, give me the region of the country, that has the horniest city.
West. Not West Coast, but West.
West.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go, and it's near a big city,
I think.
Provo, Utah. No, there's no chance. No, cancel that. No.
Reno.
No.
You're on the right path.
Reno out.
You're on the right path.
I was going to call.
Paradise, Nevada.
Paradise, Nevada.
So is that near Vegas?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So maybe that kind of counts as Vegas. I don't know.
All right, what are the top three?
Orange, California is second, and Hollywood, Florida is third.
Oh, really? My mom was just there.
She's a horn dog now.
All right.
Well, God, what was she doing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who? Who?
Oh, no.
Is he still overseas? Is that what's happening?
Hollywood, Florida. Oh. All right. Oh, Providence, Rhode Island, I think, in an upset, is fourth.
All right.
Rest of the top 10, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, Newark, Dayton, Tempe, and Baltimore. That's your top 10. So
who's the bottom five?
Bottom five, Midland, Texas at number 200. They only went to 200. Okay. Frisco, Texas at 199. Cape Coral, Florida, 198. Amarillo, Texas, 197. Laredo, Texas, 196.
Dang. Not good for North Texas.
Yeah, and the one around here that made the bottom 10 for least horniest?
Yeah.
Naperville.
Naperville.
193, what? Number 193.
I don't know what you have to say about that, Naperville. By the way, Swanee did do the research. Chicago came in at number 87.
Okay, right in the middle there.
Number 87. Aurora, right there next to Naperville, came in at number 114.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Joliet, insert your own joke here, came in at number 69.
Oh, wow. Hey, now.
Way to go, Joliet. Good for you.
Done.
Would you like to know how they figured this out, by the way?
Not really.
This is okay. All right.
No, sure, sure. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The share of the single population, Google search interest in adult content, and sex toy sales.
Oh, okay.
All right. Moving to sports.
You know what that tells me? My takeaway. Time to open a sex toy shop in Naperville.
Absolutely right. Move them right on up. Up the list.
There you are. Lover's Lane, hello. Franchise it out.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
What the heck is going on here? Yeah, we would throw this out. You know, my significant other is in love with her, secretly desires who, after the story of the woman who's like, got the complaint, she works at Burger King. She's like, there's a lady who's mad at me because her husband has the hots for me. He comes to Burger King all the time.
Yeah.
Right? The Lily from AT&T drives Whip crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, well, in your life, ladies or guys, maybe, you know, it's the DHL guy. Maybe that guy. You know, or maybe there's somebody from, you know, one of those Game of Thrones guys.
Yeah. Right.
But every single call is about the same person.
Come on.
Oh.
Virtually every single call. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Your significant other is in love with.
Oh, Cheryl Scott on ABC. She tells
him what to wear. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Don't give away too much. Gigi, your significant other is in love with.
Cheryl Scott.
See, what is going on? What? This is the only calls we're getting.
That is hilarious.
Are these people messing around?
Cheryl Scott as well, huh, Gigi?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can tell it aggravates you a little bit.
A little bit. I want to go to bed. No, we got to watch Cheryl Scott. I'm going to bed.
Everybody I know asks me the same thing.
You go to bed, actually, and I'll just watch Cheryl Scott by myself.
All right.
I don't want to know the rest of the story. Hi, Meredith. Your significant other is secretly in love with.
The Starbucks barista team.
There we go. The whole team.
Wow.
The whole team.
Loves them all.
All of them.
No kidding. How often does your significant other make it to Starbucks?
Well, I didn't think that often. We go to different Starbucks. I work in the other town over. Uh-huh. And so one day we went to the Starbucks he goes to, and all the gals say, "Hey, how was your trip up to Bogota?" And I was like, "What is going on?"
He knows them all. Hey, Jimmy's here!
They all clapped when he walked.
He's like the mayor.
Right. People are coming out from the back room. Hey, Jimmy!
And they're just ignoring you.
Right. Oh, you told us your wife passed away. She's with you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's weird. Cut the story. This is my sister.
It's
my sister with me.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three things people are talking about on Twitter at number three.
So a TikToker is using her free time to clean old gravestones and share their stories of the people commemorated.
Whoa.
She says this is very soothing. And if you watch the videos that she posts, it is. Because, like, she's, like, scraping everything off, cleaning it with chemicals. And it's, you know, when you clean, like, dirt, it's just, like, very relaxing. And she said that she started this as a therapeutic outlet when she was getting a divorce, and people are just loving her account.
How do you reach that conclusion? Going through a divorce and it hits you from a therapeutic sense to go clean tombstones.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how you make that leap, but I'm glad it's working for her.
Yeah, I bet people are appreciating it, too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The world's largest collection of privately owned Banksy artwork is coming to Chicago on July 1st at a secret location. It hasn't been disclosed yet. This looks like it's going to be the next art phenomenon going on in the city. We have the Van Gogh immersive exhibit, the Sistine Chapel out in Oak Brook, and then soon the Banksy collection.
All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Amazon has announced Prime Day 2021.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I know. It's going to be held on June 21st and 22nd. Many are already preparing for the biggest shopping event of the year. Last year's Prime Day offered $1.4 billion in savings and generated $3.5 billion in sales. People are freaking out.
Amazon needs it. It's tell you, I mean, times are tough at Amazon.
Right.
Really scrimping to get by.
Yeah. They own the whole world.
What's the day again?
It's going to be June 21st and June 22nd.
Clear your schedule.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Man proposes at Costco. He and his now bride-to-be, I guess, love Costco a lot. They invited 50 of their closest friends and family to join him at Costco.
Yeah.
And then everybody left with an extra large jar of aspirin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe some Kirkwood vodka?
Yeah, plenty of that stuff. Yeah.
Kirkland.
Kirkland?
Yeah. Kirkwood is the knockoff
like
to the
too.
Generic Costco.
Right.
Kirkwood is the bad big box.
It's the underbelly.
The Kirkwood over at Cost. Not Costco.
I knew my membership was weird.
Yeah. Man proposes at Costco. Anybody listening who? Another spot for a unique proposition. Not a proposition, just... a proposal. You know what I meant. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I proposed to where?
I was proposed to at Register 1 at Walgreens.
How nice. How romantic. How romantic for you. Were you working Register 1 at the time?
I actually was. That's where I met him. He came in. He was filling in from another store. He was an assistant manager, so we started dating.
and it was Sweetest Day of 1993.
Oh, wow.
And I usually work cosmetics, and they threw me on register one, and I was so mad because I wanted my commission.
Ah, I see. Over there at cosmetics.
What am I doing here?
Right.
And so I worked there for about a half an hour, and then suddenly he busts in line, gets down on one knee with the roses and everything.
Did he get those at Walgreens back in the back somewhere?
You know, I'm not sure.
Right. Do they have flowers there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do. No, they did. They sold roses there. Yes, they did.
Yeah. You get the card there. Somebody right behind him, like with a Red Bull, going, "How long is this going to take?" Can I go check out the photo department?
Oh my gosh!
Wanted in photo.
There you go. I do love a Walgreens. I really do.
That's great.
You know, Walgreens has like a scent to it, a smell. Like when you walk in, you just know you're in a Walgreens. I find it very comforting.
Same with the fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, I like it. I find it comforting there. Get yourself a nice Red Bull, maybe a greeting card, you know, some extra vitamins. Bam, you're good to go. Somebody's getting proposed to. You never know what's going to happen.
You have a medical emergency, the pharmacy's right there.
Get your COVID shot.
Sure.
Hey, Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, yes.
Proposed to where?
I was proposed to at a local community college.
Which one?
Waubonsie and Sugar Grove.
I know that. I lived about a mile from there, less than a mile, right around 47.
Yeah. My husband got there back in the day, and he made an excuse to take me back a couple of years after we graduated, and he proposed to the spot right where we met there.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. The memories. The memories. You know, I used to get thrown out of the gym there. I would sneak into the gym, Lauren, and shoot baskets, and the Waubonsie cops would eventually discover that I'd come in through a side door, and they'd throw me out.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know. I know that really doesn't add to your story, but I'm going down memory lane with you, Lauren.
Good.
Going down memory lane.
Well, you really like the gym or what?
I was nowhere. You know, I wanted to shoot baskets indoors. It would be like winter.
Okay.
So I would just...
I'm just going to mosey into this college.
I lived like a mile away, so I just, you know,
if you had become
in.
A professional NBA player, this would be on your documentary.
Yeah,
like your
be.
Sports Century documentary by Eric Ferguson, how dedicated you were, and that's why you became the player
you
are.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah, wasn't that fascinating? Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. A new survey says people let their pets decide who they date. You are way beyond that. You are already dating and or married, and your pet hates your significant other. 312-233-1019. Your dog's not a fan of your husband. Your cat is not a fan of your wife. Let's find out. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Hi. Dog or cat?
It's a cat. I have two dogs and two cats, but one of the cats is terrible.
All right. So the cat hates your husband?
Yeah. When I first got her, she used to sit at the bottom of our stairs at our old house and just scream at him across the room.
Really? Really? This is kind of like being married. They're at the bottom of the stairs, they scream at you. Just nonstop.
Yeah, now she doesn't even come out unless he's, like, been gone for a couple days.
Really? And now, is your husband well aware that this, of your four animals, the one really doesn't like him at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's bitten him. She's scratched him. He wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah, the two of them are like, we're going to coexist in this house, but we're going to keep our distance from each other.
For sure.
Wow. And you had him first and then got the cat?
Yeah, because he actually had a cat, so I got her to go with his cat, and... That didn't work out.
Yeah, those cats can be temperamental. It's interesting that you had him first, because I could see maybe if you had the cat first, and then this, you know, this guy comes wandering into a cat's territory, I could see how the cat might be. Listen.
Yeah.
Right. Back up, buddy.
My house.
This is not your area. This is my area. Hey, Ty.
Yes?
Your cats?
I have two girl cats.
Okay.
And I brought them back when I returned to the States from Dubai.
Okay.
And so they're just in a league of their own, but my significant other touched their Mousie, and Mousie is this little mouse they have that they pluck the eyes off, the tails and the ears off. Yep. They take Mousie, they dip Mousie in the water and Fubo, and then they put it in his shoe when he's by the door.
Wow, that is a calculated message that was sent with Mousie.
We know that means that they're going to get him.
All right.
So he always like, they're going to get me tonight. In the bed, they will jump on his body. He's like, and pushes them up. They jump on him at least 5 times.
Right. You got to sleep with one eye open.
One eye open.
All right.
I'm scared of these cats.
No kidding.
My God. You know, I've always said, Whip, when living life Don't touch the mousey.
No question. Words to live by.
Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. I'm either making these Mixed Morning Mindbenders way too easy, or you guys are getting way too smart.
I'd like to think it's the smart part.
Yeah.
Was this one easy?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, I'm not as confident, but I've got a guess.
All right, write your answer.
Violetta.
I did, yeah.
Yep.
I got this.
You didn't look off Swanee's show rundown sheet to get the answer.
No,
you?
I never look at
there
that.
There you go. There you go.
Sorry, Swanee.
27% of Americans think they're a great blank. A great what, Daisy?
An amazing kisser.
That is correct.
Oh,
you got it.
This says a lot about our personality, yeah. By the way.
Yep, yep. 1 in 4, Daisy. 1 in 4 of Americans think they're a great kisser. How do you feel about that? In your experiences, Daisy, you know, you're run around the world. Have you encountered a lot of great kissers? Do you feel like people are better than you would expect them to be, or worse?
I think that they're worse.
Worse. So then, yeah. By your estimation, what you've just said, many of us are lying to ourselves that we're a great kisser when we're really not.
I think so, but I think I'm that 1 out of 4.
You think you are, of course.
She's good.
And are the great kisser.
Yeah, you and a quarter of the world.
1 in 4 feel they're a very good kisser. 40% say, I'm a fairly good kisser. 9% say, I'm not a very good kisser.
I'm the 9%.
3% say, I'm a terrible kisser.
Oh.
17% don't know. And this is what I like. 4% say, can't answer, never kissed anybody.
Oh, man.
What? Yeah.
So if you feel like you're terrible, though, isn't it something you can kind of work on?
Mm-mm.
If you're self-aware enough that you're terrible, it's okay, I want to fix this.
You're not. I feel like as someone who feels like they're a bad kisser, I feel like when you're bad at kissing, you just kind of give up on it. You're like, okay, is this enough? Like,
that's the old go-getter attitude.
No, because like you're not going to get better at it. Like, what you think is good, the other person is like, I don't know.
Maybe a little communication would go a long way.
Sure. Watch a YouTube video.
She actually stuck her tongue out, no pun intended, at the topic of communication in a relationship.
Nah.
No.
Nah. Nah. Didn't we hear that's the top YouTube search, by the way? That just came to my mind, but didn't we say that? That's the top YouTube search or one of them, like
which
how
one?
To kiss? How to kiss? Well,
I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. If that wasn't on our show, I heard it somewhere else.
Wait, you think
I was doing at home in the afternoon by myself. Don't ask questions.
It was number one, and I swear
on a YouTube rabbit hole and I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Everyone is doing it.
What does he do at 3:30 in the afternoon? No one wants to know.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, the mix.
Text topic of the daytime. We need to find a winner about kissing. Uh-huh. So about exactly 1 hour ago, we shared with you today's Mixed Morning Mindbender that 27% of Americans think they're a great kisser. Great kisser.
Yeah.
Rock solid A-plus kisser. 40% say, yeah, I'm like a B-minus. I mean, I'm passable. Passable, but not great.
Yeah.
9% say, I'm terrible. Not a very good kisser. 3% say terrible. Did you go to not good or terrible for you, Violetta?
I'm going to go not good. I haven't had complaints.
Right.
I just don't think people are like, I'm dying to kiss you.
So that being said, we said, all right, let's do a text topic of the day. We give you the topic. You text us at 60123. We'll pick our finalists from these finalists. We'll select a winner and award you a prize.
Yeah, very vivid.
Yeah,
some
so
of
we
them.
Said, all right, so if you were to give Violetta some guidance, all right, well, what does she need to be doing then to, you know, become a better kisser? But you only get 3 words.
Mm-hmm.
3 words and 3 words only because we don't have time to read the paragraphs.
Yeah.
Lots of wine.
That's a good one.
Oh.
That's a good one. 3 words and 3 words only. I've got all of the finalists here. Who is the most uncomfortable with this topic?
I think Nikki is the squirmiest right now.
All right, so then Whip, pick your favorite.
Okay.
Whip, pick your favorite from all of these. I will pick my favorite. Violetta, you get no vote.
Okay, that's perfect. I don't know what I'm doing. I need advice.
You get no vote. So then whatever Nikki selects, that's your new mantra. That's your new guidebook.
I'm going to close my eyes, think of Nikki's words.
All right. Three words and 3 words only on what makes for a good kiss. Are you ready, Whip?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to go through these, so pay close attention. There's several of them. When you hear one that resonates with you, write it down. Here we go. Soft, sensual, passionate. Use breath mint. Brush your teeth. Swirl your tongue. Less is more.
Oh.
Massage my tongue.
Oh.
Relaxed bottom lip. Slow sexy nibbles. That was originally going to be the name of this show.
Exactly.
I was going to be nibbles. Mm-hmm. Slow sexy nibbles. Soft no tongue. Lots of tongue. Side to side.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Bite my lips. Grab the butt. Tongue from grandma. I don't know what that means.
Oh, what? I know.
No, you know. Backwash.
Oh, yeah.
And no grunting noises.
Sorry.
Those are your three words and three words only. Whip, what are you going to go with?
Wow, how about use breath mint?
Use breath mint. I'm going to go with grab the butt.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that.
I'm
going to go with that one. Nikki, but the winner will be...
All of these are very uncomfortable.
Tongue
so,
from grandma. No.
Yeah, oh, no. I'm siding with you, Eric. You grab the butt.
Grab the butt.
To distract the mouth.
Yeah. Grab the butt. You want to be a good kisser? Grab the butt.
Wow. Thanks, guys, for the advice.
Yeah.
And brush your teeth. I think Whips was a solid choice as
totally.
Well.
Totally.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
On The Mix, Tidbit Wednesday. All the tidbits we haven't had a chance to get to until now, and then we'll give away some Lollapalooza tickets on top of it all.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah, I thought we would go with an all-celebrity Tidbit Wednesday.
Oh, good. Okay.
You all right with that?
Catch
yes,
up with
yes.
some people, yeah.
You know, we just heard from BTS there a second ago. Whip, McDonald's BTS packaging is being sold now on eBay.
Oh, just as a souvenir.
Yeah, weren't they? What are they doing? The BTS, like, Happy Meals or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, the
or
chicken BTS nuggets.
Yeah. Like a special sauce. Yeah.
The BTS so meal features the McNuggets, the fries, the soda, and both the sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauce.
That's right.
And is being sold in promotional packaging on eBay. Listings have surfaced for a variety of packaging options and how much you can pay for them.
Wow.
Or I guess you could probably just go to McDonald's.
Right. That's why I wonder if
there's
it's
say,
there may be a geographical thing, you know, certain
that
regions.
Could be. That could be. Coachella and Stagecoach. You know, we're doing Lollapalooza. That is happening. We have your tickets. You're going to win them here in 4 minutes. But Coachella and Stagecoach festivals will officially return in 2022. Hmm. Why? Because they're lame. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
They're late to the party. Like
they're bailing.
What are you doing?
Yep, yep. That's why Lollapalooza kind of launches the whole music scene.
I know.
They really are.
Yeah. Way to go, Chicago.
That's right. Harry Styles, speaking of launching, maybe launching his own fragrance and cosmetic line.
He
so,
really
Whip,
is
you can get all your eyeliner and blush and rouge
for
from
sure.
The Harry Styles collection.
If there's anybody whose cheeks I want to look like, it's his.
All right, well, there you have it.
Yeah. Is that where too. Rouge goes?
I think that's...
keep
that's
talking,
where,
Whip.
That's where rouge goes. Yeah, according to documents obtained by Page Six, the singer was recently named as the director of a newly registered company which promises to offer fragrances and cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
John Mayer... is releasing a new album, Sob Rock,
what?
Coming up this summer.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, which I actually know I like John again.
That's funny.
Because he gets it. Because John gets it now. Mm-hmm. Sob Rock. So be on the lookout for that. Sob Rock, a new album set for release July 16th.
Oh.
Nikki, can you keep your eye out for that?
You bet.
I don't want to tell tales out of school, but I'm going to do it. So, you know, we've told the Butterbus story many times, right?
Right.
Nikki
right.
and I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got on a bus and they played Butter for us, a song you just heard by BTS. They also may or may not have played a little bit of a new John Mayer song, which may or may oh. not be on Sob Rock.
They did, but remember we both were like, what is this? And he's yeah. like, I don't know what to do with it. And then yeah. kind of turned it
oh.
off.
And I was like, I like John Mayer, but I think I'm good. I'm going home.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was fine, but it just didn't.
Why are
know.
They playing John on the Butter Bus?
Well, I guess there were multiple facets building up to
you know,
Butter.
I'm glad you ratted that out. Yeah. I know Nikki has to follow the rules of the music industry, but we have no rules here when it comes to Sob Rock.
No, I forgot. I yeah. actually. Forgot
that's
about the
how
John
memorable the John Mayer.
That's terrible.
That's how
I
great
did.
The song was. Nikki forgot we heard it.
I was focusing on the Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Matthew Perry has split from fiance Molly Hurwitz. Been a bad couple of weeks here for Matthew Perry.
What's going he was on engaged.
There? Yeah, sometimes things just don't work out. He says the Friend star called off his engagement to the literary manager, according to People Magazine. Sometimes things just don't work out, and this was one of them. Said Perry, "I wish Molly the best." Mm. Oh boy,
yeah, wish her the
oh,
best.
Oh boy, that's a I had to let her go. Kind of letter that goes with that. It was issued to the company. Mm. We
so
wish
was,
her the best.
He was busted on a dating site or something, right? Wasn't that what it was? Or no?
I believe, yeah. Yeah, he was. And yeah. Like one of those Raya, whatever it is. The one that Ben Affleck was on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only fancy people are on that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Matthew Perry, who's 51, and his former fiance Molly Hurwitz, who's 29, began dating in 2018.
Oh, man.
Oh, they got a good run.
Yeah.
Very good. Amy Schumer's husband left an unexpected note on her birthday cake. He got her a birthday cake with a message that said, "I'm leaving you. This is the only way I can think of doing it."
What if it was true?
Nah, they're just doing comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy. That's what Amy Schumer does. She thought it was
hilarious. Keep each other laughing.
Thought it was hilarious. Meghan Markle is reportedly pushing Prince Harry to get a hair transplant.
Really?
Yeah.
He kind of needs it.
Well, you know, he's got the... You've seen what happened to Wills.
Yeah, no. That's
he went the full-on loss. Mm-hmm. Now, Harry, if you look back there in the... You know, he's got the...
Little bald spot.
Yeah. Says the source, Meghan's all about appearances, so when she sees Harry's hair coming out in clumps, she wants him to do something about it before it's too late.
I wonder what Sora said. She's all about appearances. Right. Seems like a friend of hers.
It sounds like Pierce Morgan or whatever. He came out of his hole just to say that again.
Yes. Yeah. It might be one of those standard phrases, but I believe it.
Right.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. And finally, on our celebrity edition of Tidbit Wednesday, I think this qualifies as celebrity. He's getting an electric Pope mobile. Hmm? Did you hear this? The Pope.
Oh.
Yep. The Daily Mail says Fisker is producing an electric SUV for the Pope called the Fisher Ocean Popemobile. The hybrid can go from 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. That'll throw the Pope back. Yeah. The interior is made of 100% vegan materials. The Popemobile can drive 350 miles on a single charge.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Via letter number 3.
Former President Barack Obama surprised a youth football team right here in the city at Jackson Park yesterday. He's in town to bring attention to the Presidential Center's groundbreaking that is set for next year. No, I'm sorry, this year.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just there giving them a pep talk. He's like, "Good season, boys." And they're like, "Whoa."
All right, trending on Twitter, number 2.
Charlie Watts trending as the Rolling Stones drummer celebrates his 80th birthday.
Oh, I always get nervous when an old-timer rocker is trending.
I'm like, oh, no!
Kind
of like Keith Richards. Yeah. He's looked 80 since 1980.
But he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's going to live forever.
Happy birthday to the Wembley Whammer. Mm-hmm. Wembley Hammer. How do you guys say that?
Wembley is Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, what's the hammer part?
I'm not sure. That's what it's trending with.
The drummer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. Good birthday, Charlie.
Trending on Twitter. We're in number one now?
Yeah.
Number one.
Chromatica Ball trending after Lady Gaga announced that the tour to the summer of 2022, it has to be moved. So she's citing, while some parts of the world are moving quickly to open, there are some parts that are not ready. So she has said that they're not going to confirm all the global dates. They're postponing it as of right now.
All right. Well, we'll hold out for it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.